I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips on the internet, wherever you are, stuck in your house. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Rod, and of course, I'm always joined by my co-host,
Karen.
And we're live on a Sunday afternoon / morning, depending on your location. And we're not alone, guys. We have a very special guest for the Sunday in a row. On this Easter Sunday, we had to go and get the blessed angel herself, Janelle James. What's up, girl?
Yay! Thank you so much for giving me a reason to wash my face today. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I put on perfume. Like, this is the highlight of my...
You know, you smell good. You smell good.
Yes, you do.
I hope it's...
we can feel it. We got everyone in the chat room. We can feel it. You know, we can just, you know, you can tell people. Yes. You can look at somebody and see they smell good. How you been getting through this quarantine, Janelle?
Nigga, it's been well, first, I'm trapped in LA and currently by myself, so it's just been I'm a loner, but this is crazy. You know.
Yeah, and then like being a stand-up, is it like an extra level of like crazy, or like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, also working in writer's room, acting, like you've been in these situations where you got to be around other people all the time, and you know, you get that I hate people feeling, but then now you're in isolation, it's like, damn, maybe I don't hate them as much as I thought.
I'm not a I hate people person. I just previously liked being by myself, but I also like watching people, and so I'm not getting that either, you know. So that's really what I miss, just observing and being around people. But yeah, some days like today I'm okay because I got to do something with y'all. And then tomorrow I might just be comatose on the couch, so who knows. And I'm not mad at myself for it either, because we all deal how we need to. So.
Exactly. You know, the new people watching for me is looking at my local news and seeing when motherfuckers gathering more than 10 people at a time and judging. Like, that's my new people watching, is being like, well, they like, they still out there at the park, y'all, even though they closed the parking lot. And I'm like, these motherfuckers.
I only care when it's black people, so that's very upsetting. I mean, white people gonna do what the fuck they gonna do anyway, but I'm just at this point, it's just really funny how it went from we can't get it to now we all dying. So it's not a game. So
yeah, that was the scariest part, was seeing like, cause I remember a couple months ago when people was like, we can't get it. And I was like, and we were doing the podcast and I was like, I think I'm not going to make them jokes.
About that.
Yeah.
I have not that I ever believed it, but I just had our media had a bad feeling about that rumor going around.
Right.
It's just like, niggas, when have we ever been that lucky in the history of fucking luck?
Never.
Never.
And
not
like,
triply touched on every bad thing that happens.
And it was hitting like, it was hitting white countries where it wasn't no niggas anyway to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't a lot of black people anyway in some of the countries it hit, for people to even be all this like super sure that black people couldn't get them. Like,
yeah.
Nigga, you never been to Italy? You don't know what's over there. Chill out.
No black people died in Prague.
Right. Guys, I checked out Sweden and the numbers look good for us. Like, niggas, none of us dead or die. Like, you better chill the fuck out. I heard pre-existing conditions, and I know a lot of my family and friends and all loved ones that got those.
Yeah.
So chill out.
I mean, it really is. I mean, I've been in the house now for 31 days, I think.
Oh my God.
And yeah, and so I will say, the first week I had somebody here with me, but It's funny how you realize, like, even in a quarantine, you don't like somebody.
Yeah. you got to go.
Mm-hmm. You got to get lucky on that. Oh, wait. I think Janelle's internet cut out a little bit, guys. Hold on a second. I'm going to pause.
Went through, like, oh, conditions. Now it's like, why are y'all still gathering?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy because, like, when I see, like, 10 people or whatever, and they're out, like, even when they're doing social distancing or whatever, and you see, like, I don't know, they're standing in line at the store, or they're at the park and they're running around or something, I still get a little bit nervous, man. Like, I'm like, man, everybody got a mask up. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't gotta be out, be in the house, you know. And I think in Cali, y'all's governor shut it down early. Like,
right. One of those first. Really,
yeah.
Yeah. One
and
of those
I'm still working on a show, knock on wood. I still have a job. So, but my job, I remember when we shut down, the day we shut down, I was ready to be like, yo, I'm not coming tomorrow anyway. So mm-hmm. It just so happened before I got the act. Niggerish and be like, well, I ain't coming, you know. Right before I was about to say it, they were like, don't come in tomorrow. So I was like, shoot, because I fucking wasn't. But yeah, we shut down pretty early, because even when it was still just on wash your hands, I'm working with all them fucking white people, I'm in the bathroom, people still not doing it.
Right.
Still, I was
right.
Like, I have to get out of here. I'm gonna choke somebody, you know. So
right, and I'm like this. I'm like, I want to stay in as long as it takes, because I understand people are getting irritated, people are getting frustrated and all this shit. But the alternative is that it's a chance of death outside. Do people not understand that? You know what I'm saying? It's like, stay your ass in the house and or hope you don't die. I understand your kids getting on your nerves, your mate getting on your nerves. I understand. Yeah. That you bought out of your motherfucking mind. Goddamn understand that. But my thing is, when we open back up, I want to be able to continue to go outside. I don't want a back and forth, and I'm afraid that that's what it's gonna be. They're gonna open up, everybody gonna go outside, they're not gonna wear masks, they're not gonna give a fuck, it's gonna respread, they're gonna shut shit back down again. No! Stay home until we get a vaccination.
Like, that's I feel like I'm in like a old black movie, because I'm like, I can't even look towards the future. I'm like, one day at a time. That's how I'm looking.
Exactly.
I can't even think about what's gonna happen.
They be like, what you trying to do next week? I'm like, nigga, we might still be in the house. Don't make no plans. I don't want no plans.
No plans for the rest of the year, dog.
If your plans don't involve like a laptop or some FaceTime, something like that, like, you can keep this shit, bro. Not about to risk my own. Like, we was playing, I played basketball like 4 or 5 times a week. And, when I just had the shit down for, myself, I was just like, oh yeah, I'm not going back. Like, it was before our city got ready to shut everything down. And people was like, man, you still not gonna send out the list, man? You not gonna go? I was like, my nigga, are you watching the news?
I don't think they are. I was telling my friends, like, niggas, like, hood niggas. I know I had a couple hood nigga friends in New York that the whole house is on fire, and they like, what the fuck you talking about?
Right.
Like, they don't watch the news. Like, they don't hear the news till it hits the streets. By the time it's there, it's wrong news. I think he went in the house maybe yesterday.
Right, exactly. It's like, I saw this one picture that I think every black person on the internet saw. The one with the crab sale, and everybody was at the wharf, and it was like a huge ass line.
Yeah.
It was like the first time it was nothing but black people in them crowds. Like, before that, we had been pretty cool. We had been skating by. Like, it was like white people at the farmer's market. It was like,
the sale too good.
We was out here, we was partying too. It was like, oh, look at them. White people don't know how to act. They can't, see, that's what's wrong with them.
Exactly.
Soon as it was us, it was like, oh no.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I saw the headline and I saw a crab, and I was like, I was like scared to scroll down, and showing up, we out here.
I was like, oh man. The worst part was I went through all the stages of being like, man, come on, man, black people don't gotta be like this. This is terrible. Come on, don't try to imitate these white folks. And then I looked in the background, I was like, damn, it was like 3 pounds for $12, dog. I mean, that is terrible. That's terrible.
But
I see why y'all out there. But
I mean, they do delivery
6 feet apart. Can we at least get six feet?
It's such a weird, because I'm already so. I wasn't wash your hands, nigga, before this shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm from the islands where we bathe 3 times a day because it's hot as fuck. So to just even. I'm so already so like skeevish. I can't even fathom people going out in this shit. I live in a pretty, you know, like quiet neighborhood, and I don't even go walk anymore. I'm just like, it's fucking droplets waiting for me.
Yeah.
At a fucking crab fest.
Yeah, I've been at home for like
stacked up against other niggas. It's just a crazy thought to me. I don't get it.
Yeah,
which wouldn't be so bad if it was just them that would die, but they could just bring it back home to their family.
Right.
You know,
and that's the part for me that's frustrating. I've been at home for like what, the month, and I've been outside twice, and I was like, yeah, I want to go outside. Roger basically told me, hey nigga, they said we can't do nothing. So I was like, well, I guess I'll be in the house.
Yeah, well, we went walking for a couple times, and then that's when they were like, well, I'll read that article later, but it was like, yeah, so you might could catch it from people exercising, because that 6 foot, the 6 foot rule, like, right.
The 6 foot rule ain't the same. And
what's funny though is when we were walking, I remember like we was cool because it was like really nobody walking but us. And then like somebody needed to like pass us going the other way. And I was thinking to myself like, wait a minute, like the math started adding up, like how the fuck you go, that's not 6 feet, and then you might, you spin a little harder than normal, so it's probably like 12 feet.
It was really funny when you try to play and hold your breath.
Listen,
while passing, but by the time you start breathing again, you gotta breathe even deeper because you about to breathe.
come on listen, it's so real talk.
Nuts. Yesterday I went outside with no shirt on. That means I'm on the edge of nuts right now. I'm about to be real Erica about do all this. I'm really thinking about going outside naked. Like that's where I am. Like I just want some fucking applause.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, it was like, even like when I had to go to the grocery store and shit and I have like a mask on, if somebody like try to walk past me, I do try to hold my breath thing. That technique. Like it's true.
Get 3 feet away from them and you're like
all sucking up all they particles they left in the trail behind them. I'm just sucking it all up.
First of all, this has made me so aware of, just even if this isn't, it stops existing, mm-hmm. of how much spit and shit people be putting on your face while they're talking to you. Like now I'm so aware of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know what I saw the other day? So, the day that I had to go to the store, right? I went and I was pulling up and this dude walked out. He had the mask and he had the gloves. And so he walked out with the buggy. As soon as he got out the door, he stopped his buggy, pulled his mask down with the gloves, lit a cigarette and smoked it with the gloves on.
Yeah.
I was like,
what's the point?
Yeah, that if people don't understand cross contamination, like that doesn't cross people's minds.
I was like, all of this shit could have went to a nurse. you bought that shit. You could have just mailed your shit to a nurse who would have used it the right way, and you just wasted a pair of everything.
You guys could go see it because it's still there. This bitch still talking to me. A black chick was just arguing with me to death about why her nail tech should be able to come over to her house and do her nails, like back and forth with me about this. And I'm like, bitch, what is happening? This is giving me a lot of just time to think about how I'm just surrounded by stupid people and crazy.
Right. And you know
that they have some factor into how my life is going to turn out. It's very infuriating.
Right. Because it's almost like you feel like you're fighting two wars. You're fighting an invisible person, the coronavirus, and then you're fighting a visible person, stupid people.
Yeah, I said, like, I was telling people a couple weeks ago, I was like, one of the things that I took for granted that, you know, it's starting to come to fruition now is, I have been de-stupefying my life for a long time. Like, I've just been getting rid of stupid people. I'm like, oh, this nigga's stupid. I think I'm gonna just stop hanging with him. And so I think my transition into coronavirus, apocalypse has been a little smoother than some people, because I have seen a lot of people having to be like, yeah, my aunt said that it's getting this to 5G towers, and I'm trying to tell her that she can't go to Kroger tonight. Like, you know, it's like, damn, you gotta go through all the shit.
I wish she wouldn't go to watch night service. I mean, I know Jesus rose, but Jesus could be at the house with you. You know, y'all can have Passover at home.
Right. So I've just been feeling bad for folks, cause it's like, they gotta go through all the little annoying shit that I've been doing for years. So I'm like, now, you know, auntie, we can't say that word no more. Right. They gotta do it at once.
Yeah, I was like, dang, I thought only smart people followed me, and she really surprised me. I was like, are you trolling me? I went to her profile to make sure she was a real person, and I was just like, what is happening?
And the worst part is when they be black, because I do feel a way for them. Like, I have too much, right? I got too much empathy. So now I feel, instead of like, if they was just some strange, like, white person, no, you know, no offense, I would be like, oh, well, Chet wants to die. Fuck him.
You know what? You know what's what's real about that is it's not even like, oh, you don't care about white people, but I know if a white person gets it, they're gonna get the level right. of care that they should get.
Right.
If they have to go to a hospital. I'm trying to tell black people, like, our plan is to not get this shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you get this shit, you gotta go to the hospital, you are a goner. You
know what I mean? Right. Right. And that's
not your fucking health insurance taking your chest or some shit. Like, it's not it's not fair, but it is what it is. That's how we have to move in reality. Right. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, I'm getting heated because I can't even believe it.
Oh, you good? And it's hard to explain people, and that's what made me upset about that picture in Mecklenburg County of them niggas down there at Freedom Park was the, for the fact that y'all like, hey, y'all gonna overload the fucking hospitals. Mm. So when somebody is out and they get in a regular ass every smegular day accident, they gonna roll up in there and they're like, oh nigga, we normally would have put you in operation, but now you got to die because motherfuckers had to go to the goddamn park on the Sunday day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also aware that when I say stuff like this, like on my channels or on my pages and stuff, like people that most people know it, I don't know how to reach. And I also understand that a lot of black people are ignorant by design.
Right.
Education wise, they don't have critical thinking. And also the news reaches us in a different way, you know? Right. So I'm trying to be like empathetic, like maybe this, but it's so frustrating.
Well, it's
especially
also
when the motherfucker at the top.
Right.
Was the main one saying it's not a big deal. You know, if the president is like, ah, it's nothing.
And it's easy. I think it's easy for black people to believe in conspiracy theories because we don't have so many happen to us that was real.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the crazy people turned out to be true in the past where it's been like, man, you know the CIA the one putting them drugs in the hood. Oh, nigga, shut up, man. Ain't no motherfucking CIA. And then like 20 years later, like the government report come out like the CIA put crack in the hood. You like, damn,
here's
they
my
did.
Thing with those type of conspiracy theories. I don't think they are. Right. They weren't. Nobody was saying it when it was happening and it wasn't believed. It's just that it came out later. We all found out. You know what I mean? Like nobody, like Tuskegee experiment, nobody was like, that didn't happen. Like we knew, you know what I mean? We just found out after. So it's not a real conspiracy theory to me.
And but you know, like we've had, I guess what I'm trying to say is we've had insidious things happen to us that, weren't believed at the time, and I think it drove like a portion of our populace to this like, I'ma just run to the Illuminati on every, it's like, my nigga, I promise you the virus is not the Illuminati.
But can you do that in the house?
Right. You know what I'm saying?
In the house, nigga, like.
you know, this is fucked up, man, and I definitely do not look up to these people in any way, but you know what I was thinking the other day, man? It's fucked up how like Fox News is basically the monetized conspiracy theorist people for white folks.
Mm-hmm.
Except they don't do none of the shit that they be like, girl, the coronavirus ain't gonna kill you. Fuck what these liberals is saying. Y'all better go on out there. Anyway, cameras off. Okay. Give me my mask back. Yeah. Can I get my gloves? Hand me that sanitizer and stay the fuck away from me. Don't get 6 feet within me. Like as soon as the cameras is off, you know, Sean Hannity is up in his palatial estate, social distancing like a motherfucker. And that's the part that's so funny is like they have monetized it and hurt all these people that believe them.
That's no different than pull yourself up by your bootstraps knowing you come from money.
Right. Right.
Knowing you never had a struggle at all. Like they just doing double speak for poor people. It's such a con. And that's upset of white people that believes that shit is our crab leg niggas.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly the point I'm making. Like their shit is bigger than our shit. Cause like our conspiracy theorist people are like niggas on YouTube, you know, hotel dudes. Or,
and we actually
have cause
to believe our conspiracy.
Exactly.
Theories.
They have no cause to believe it. And it's a $1 billion industry for them. Like it's like, that's fucking mind blowing when you think about it. Like I can't remember his name right. Dr. Umar. That dude, Dr. Umar, is homeless, living in his car, doing broadcasts from a library. Like it's crazy because, like, Bill O'Reilly is, like, got kicked off the air, still rich. Like,
come on, a die rich.
End of Megan McKelly or whatever the fuck, whatever her name
is. Yeah.
They all fail up.
All of
while
them.
While crying about it. It's
that shit,
such a con.
Shit is crazy. Anyway,
if
man.
You wasn't, if I wasn't so directly affected by it, I'd almost admire that shit. Like,
exactly.
Like, damn, y'all doing some shit.
It really is. I watched this documentary. The thing that made me think about it is I watched this documentary the last couple of days called, After Truth, and then like, you know, semicolon long ass headline. Anyway, it's called After Truth. You can find it on HBO. And it's about fake news and the cost of what people call fake news and what is the real fake news, and them going into these like white people that are conspiracy theorists, that like the people that started Pizzagate and Sandy Hook is a crisis act, this is fake, you know, like those people.
Yeah.
One, rich. Two, like, yes, like up in their house, I'm like, this motherfucker. Well, no wonder they out there like, right, you know that school that got shot up, it's all some bullshit. Anyway, run my coins, go to this men's male enhancement website, go ahead and lock that in.
Pay me.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, pay me to continue to tell you these things.
Yes.
That's all the service that they're offering for the crazy money. Like, it's got money.
Like, I was so upset with these motherfuckers, man. Got money. They was, and that's like, and they didn't need no evidence, no nothing. Just, you know, it's when they say pizza in this email that leaked, that's fucking children. So they mean fucking children, not eating pizza. So anyway, y'all go ahead and go there and maybe like do something. But before you do that, have you thought about buying minerals, guys?
I knew we were lost. I mean, I've always known we were lost, but when all those, after Trump was elected and all those white people were writing articles about how they can't get their parents back from Fox News,
yes,
like how their parents have completely changed into some different people because they've been watching it every day, that I knew, I mean, even me listening to that shit, knowing it's bullshit, I get so pissed so fast. So I can't even imagine a white person who just needs somebody to blame my fucking unhappiness on, you know? Yep. So
I can't even.
This shit is going to know and experience. Mm-hmm. I've been high as fuck for maybe 25 days with too much time to think about it. So I'm going to shut up. I'm talking too much. I'm sorry.
I remember. No. We want you here. We want you to talk. And I remember, there was also a documentary on Amazon. I can't remember the name of this one, but it was something about like this woman's father and how she lost him to Fox News, essentially.
I remember.
And he
that.
Used to be a liberal, and he started watching Fox News, and he became a conspiracy theorist. And it was super crazy because, like, even the love of his family and children couldn't bring him back from the brink. Like, it was like, I forget
that.
Yeah, he was literally brainwashed. And like, the thing that brought him back, I can't even remember what it was, but it was like some little thing that brought him back.
I do. The family kind of, what it is, his wife started blocking all like the conspiracy emails,
yes, that's what,
so that they wouldn't come into his inbox, because he got on the internet career emails. And I think his son and them, they blocked it. They blocked the channel, you know, put the kids lock on it and blocked the channel. And they was like, slowly it started going down. They said at first he would get mad and angry. Why can't I watch my channel? La, 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 la. And, but they said after a while he kind of calmed down, and he got more gentle, became a nicer person.
Got more gentle.
Thank you. Got more gentle and started to revert back to normal. But yeah, it is a form of brainwashing, particularly if you're mad, the world ain't fair, and you're white.
And here's what really, really pisses me off. I can totally start a cult like this. Me, myself. I know how to do it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what a comedian is we're manipulating people into feeling shit. I know the moves. I know it, but I'm a nice person. Isn't that awful?
Janelle, I think of this shit at least a couple times a month. You know, cause I'm agnostic, atheist, however you want to put it. But whenever I see one of these mega chat, pastor motherfuckers, I be like, that motherfucker's an atheist, but they just ain't have the like morals. You know, they didn't have to. They
so
gotta be.
I could be so rich right now.
Come on. I be thinking about it too. I be like, man.
Y'all turning down all the money.
Cause it don't even matter. You know what else relates to this? People like Candace Owens, Diamond and Silk.
You
know, like, you can go find. They still have the videos up of them being the opposite of how they were. Candace Owens used to hate Trump.
Yeah.
She helped with the help of the NAACP. She sued for discrimination and won $30,000 a long time ago. Dominant Silk had they still have a video up from their YouTube channel. If you go back far enough with them talking about, we want to know what happened.
Fascinating. I'd love to talk to them.
Listen,
I would love to talk to them.
I wish somebody would do
a minstrel show in 2020. They're doing a minstrel show.
And what's crazy to me is like they got to have family from somewhere because they're from they're from our state, North Carolina. So like, what the fuck is Thanksgiving like? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like
they not deal.
Like are they? Yeah. Like did they decide like, man, fuck our whole families. We never seeing black people again. Or is it like they come to Thanksgiving and it's like, oh, you know, Pearl or whatever her real name is, and they're just like, girl, you know, we just be saying whatever to get these motherfucking get these packers money.
What? Because even when I look at them, it's almost like they're in disguise.
Yes.
I bet you they don't look
like the, wig, on the wig, the wig, the glasses.
Like they're doing a minstrel show, and it's just, I would like to talk to them and then, you know, steal on at least one of them before I run out of there. Yeah.
I want to at least like flash my phone at them, like, get out, like, just to see if they can break out for a second. But yeah, but they have
the bitches are doing an act. And they're doing an act, yes, it's all very upsetting.
They have an old video up still of them being like, what happened to Sandra Bland? We need to investigate the police and find out what happened. I'm like, this shit is so crazy. You don't even have to take down your old shit when you used to be on Republicans Next, right? You don't even have to take it down and be like, white supremacy is real. Da, da, da. All you gotta do is come on there the next day and be like, I've been thinking, guys, and Donald Trump is right, and I don't know why they got a problem with all this white supremacist stuff. I'm okay with it. Anyway,
well,
buy my shit.
The reason it works is because white people always need one of us to point to.
Yes.
They don't need many.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They don't care what we used to say. If we saying it at the time, they'd be like, well, that black person said, you know, my black over there.
Mm.
So that's, they just fill in that role.
Well,
God, I really wish I was more money hungry because God damn it.
Right? I feel like every
nation of Mark. That's a nation of Mark.
That's the sad part. Like every black person could be rich if they like all of us. Like we'll be like, man, it sucks being broke, but we all got a little too much integrity. We're like, it sucks being broke, but not like that much. I'm gonna go ahead and just be broke.
I'm missing that fucking evil gene, man, because it's
you don't even have to be smart to do what they do. Like
no,
they shit
smart.
Don't even have to make sense. They anything they can say anything and get white people to pay. Crazy. Oh
yeah. I mean, and that role has all, I mean, that's what a house nigga is. Like,
yes.
That shit has always existed, you know?
Yes.
So they not even doing new shit. It's, yeah.
The only thing that really would fuck with me is I would never be able to hang around black people again. And I love my people too much, man. I can't not see y'all. And I can't be in a situation where when I do see a random black person, they be like, this nigga, like, I can't live like that. I need my people.
Well, that's why you're not gonna do it. A bitch like Candace Owens, she revels in being the black one.
Yeah.
There's some black people that like the only one. You know what I mean?
And that's you can tell by her hair.
I'm closer before she came to her senses a little bit.
Yeah.
You can tell by her hair. She likes being the only one up in supercuts and, all the white girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
no, she don't use no oil.
She can't go to no black beauticians apparently because they like, girl, not
you
even.
Herself that her hair is oily. Like, this bitch thinks she white. Like, she really has.
Yes. Like you,
no, I'm oily. I don't need a lotion. I'm just no. I don't know why.
Hey, Janelle, she be like, I just wash and go. That's what I do. I just let it air dry.
A little head and shoulders, and
I'm
like
another black. I just ever since I was a girl, I just never. You know that's that bitch.
Shout out to the. Shout out to the black cashier who watches Candace Owens check out every week with that head and shoulders and don't say nothing. You the real MVP. You the real MVP to be able to hold that one in and be like, girl, I guess.
That's a man ass bitch.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Sell out.
Anyway, man. It's been a while since we had Janelle on, man. I think we had her on last in 2018. I think you were promoting the Janelle James Comedy Festival.
Yes.
Oh God, that seems so long ago.
I know. Do you now? Anyway. So that's normally in like November-ish, like October, somewhere around there.
It's not happening this year. I'm telling you already.
I don't think it's happening.
You're like, unless they got a vaccine, I don't know what we even talking about. See you in 2021.
I'm sorry.
2021, 2022, somewhere around there now.
the virtual festival, the online, yeah. Like,
I'm gonna come out of this shit. Like, I was right on the edge of auntie before this shit started. I'm gonna be so funny.
Yeah, I like being auntie age. You know, when you're auntie age in your house,
that's what I'm gonna be like. Yeah. Dude, I ain't gonna be like, that's how I feel. Like,
your perspective is different. You know, now you're like, shut my front door now.
Yeah, yeah. I think Karen might be reaching peak auntie. She bought and installed a Ring door alarm yesterday without even like she didn't even tell me.
Like, I had been wanting one for a while, because what happened, I'm gonna tell you what happened, y'all. I had been wanting a Ring for a while, and I had, you know, everybody, I've seen people with it, I read my reviews, I did my research, and then the coronavirus hit. I was like, well, bitch, I don't know who be at the door, I don't know what's happening. No, I got to see you niggas. So, to see if I got, get my ass up, I need something to come to my telephone and be like, it's okay to answer the door, the coronavirus ain't there. So I ordered one.
I think you just got one just to use the feature to be like, back up 6 feet. What you doing? Why are you so close to my door? Leave the package. I'm here.
And again, another sad, so I've been getting my groceries delivered.
Me too.
Another sad thing, this, everyone that delivers groceries to me is black.
Yes.
No gloves. No mask. I'm just like,
yeah.
So I mean, that's the other, that's the, you know, they want to show the cookout pictures and all that shit, but that's the real way we dine in, that exactly. We're the ones still doing all the service jobs, you
Bingo.
Know. So
I'm sorry,
I'm a downer.
This, we got an actual segment on the show where we talk about this, but it's like, if you look at like the post office, you look at your cashiers at these places, these like manual labor jobs, the jobs they don't want to pay $15 an hour for, by the way. You know, like when you look at these, at the, who's at these positions that actually are the quote unquote essential employees, it's a lot of black and brown people. And the same thing, grocery delivery, Uber Eats, food delivery, stuff like that. And yeah, in many cases, they don't have that protective equipment. It's not being provided to them from their jobs. Some folks are having to do this shit to make up for a job they got laid off or furloughed from. So so when you see these numbers, especially in some of these cities, we have like high concentrations.
It's not just everybody having parties. Like, it's professional. That's what's really so sad about it. Like, it's professional blue collar ass working ass niggas that's dying. So, I mean, I saw this guy, he lost his mom and dad. They both work for the post office. Same, like within a couple hours of each other. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucking serious. So don't go get your goddamn nails done, man.
Right.
I'm gonna never ask this bitch. I ain't gonna come across her after this shit. I'm wringing her fucking neck. But
right.
Anyway. And go where you going?
Where are you going? Who gonna see it?
For the gram. I saw, this dude, Slim Thug, he's a rapper, and he was like, he got coronavirus, but he was like, man, I was following all the instructions, I did everything, I had a mask, I was doing 6 feet, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, then how did he catch it? That's crazy. Then he, like, the next day he went on Instagram Live, was like, oh yeah, I forgot, I got a haircut. Nigga, that's the thing, you can't do stuff like that. The hairline don't count.
This bitch told me her nail tech is licensed in sanitation and some bullshit. I'm like, bitch. So you think you get it from like not using the same file twice? Right. Like what part of breathing don't you understand?
Is she gonna hold her breath for 30 minutes or what? Cause I mean, what are we gonna do here?
God, I wanna kill her.
Yeah, cause you know what? I think it's hard for people to understand the fact that it is invisible. I wish the coronavirus was like a person and reached out and jumped and touched motherfuckers. They would stay in the goddamn house. Mm-hmm. Like I think if people could see the coronavirus.
But that's again, education. Right. Like people, they don't even know. But again, the fucking president was on the news talking about antibiotics, talking about bacteria. He don't know. So we're just from the top down. Fucked.
Just
that's
dumb.
What it feels like.
Fucker, man. Oh my God. Oh.
How dumb are we that we've, I don't know. I'm like trying to find some culpability myself. Like, how the fuck did this even happen?
Right. It's crazy. Like, it's, you know, the worst part is no matter how you feel about her, which, you know, obviously I don't feel bad about her. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I don't feel bad. You know, she wouldn't have let this happen to us, y'all.
No.
You know, cause she's such a fucking nerd. She would have been on top of the shit like 2 years ago on some bullshit, like some casual, cause she was such a fucking nerd. Go look at any of those debates or any of the speeches she ever gave, it's always some relevant shit to the day. There's like, you know, back in 2015 she said a pandemic was the biggest threat to him. You like, god damn, why the fuck? Because she's just a nerd that waits for shit. Like, you know, she would have been like, guys I know France is shut down, I just want to let you guys know, everybody, I stopped the coronavirus 3 months ago, but I was gonna tell y'all now just in case, you know. Yeah. Y'all thought, and you know, so now don't go out, social distance shit, but I just want to let y'all know, like, we got three people, they got it, we got them in the hospital. Yeah. Right now taking care of it on some Ebola shit like Obama did. Like, you would know it would be totally fucking different, but yes. This nigga really came out the first 3 months was like, I just don't see what the problem is. Yeah, we having daily meetings and they keep telling me something virus. I don't know. All I know is
it's like the flu.
It's okay. Everybody go out shopping and please keep grouping up.
Here's what blows my mind about Trump. Previous to Trump, I had no idea the president had this much power. Like, if he was dumb and people were just like, yeah, and then continuing to do, like, sane shit, it'd be different. And we just have to see him talk every once in a while and then he go golf or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he's saying shit, people know he's stupid. Mm-hmm. And they still, it's just blowing my mind.
And the thing is, Janelle, they have always had this much power. None of them were stupid. Yeah. None of them actually was like, you know what? Fuck all the rules. I'm gonna do it because I can.
Well, George
actually respected the Constitution. He's like, fuck a Constitution.
George W. Bush was stupid, but he was stupid and knew he was stupid, and then he let Dick Cheney do everything. Like
Dick Cheney was president. That's right. What I'm saying.
That, but like, this nigga's stupid.
Behind Trump.
Right.
These dudes, and I'm just like, they all old as fuck. Like, how much more do you want? I don't understand. I don't understand.
I just be. The whole time I've been like, why you not afraid? They saying old people die and all y'all old. Why should you be?
Don't have that shit. This nigga done shook everybody hand in the world.
That Boris Johnson.
Why you don't have that shit?
That Boris Johnson dude shook everybody hand and caught it. I was like, now see, it's there.
I need one of them more koofies right now. What, now, my brother.
Listen. Yes, dear sister, go ahead.
Don't got that shit now. Mm. You know, like, that's a conspiracy
right
that I would believe.
Right.
So why the fuck this nigga not this the most unhealthy?
Right. Or, McDonald's eating.
Or, you know what? If he got it, he asymptomatic. That's why everybody else is catching.
But he would have the symptoms. This nigga should have them. He got some pre-existing conditions.
No, that's old.
Right.
Look what happened to Boris?
Yeah, it laid Boris' ass out. Trump got the vaccine already. He done took it.
God damn. This nigga is the devil.
Cause hey, you know how I know he had it too? Cause the next day he hugged Nancy Pelosi. And I know he don't fuck with her. He gonna try to hug her and kiss on the cheek. I said, oh, this nigga got it. He tried to give it to her. I just seen it. I know she lights all herself down.
He wouldn't even shake her hand a couple months ago. Now right. He's gonna hug.
Okay. The next day after being like, yeah, I don't got it. You know, I got tested. I'm clean. Anyway, come here, Nancy. Let me see you real quick. I know she was like, spray me down. Go ahead and do that. Disinfect me.
We all know of a mean ass, evil ass motherfucker that lives to 124. So I just.
All of them, Janelle. I keep thinking about Dick Cheney alive. That nigga from the nigga from the 700 Club is 700 years old. Why he not dead yet? He's supposed to be dead. Trump, old as shit, alive. Well, I've been playing this shit the wrong way my whole life. I've been out here trying to be a good person. Apparently, you want to live a long life, just be shitty to everyone and just only look out for yourself. You live forever.
I mean, also money. Right. It's true. You know? Like, they are able to get cancer and have that shit taken out of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they get medical care.
Dick Cheney don't even got a heart.
No,
he's got like a thing inside of him. This nigga got like a horcrux inside of him from Harry Potter. Yeah. And he just lives.
Just a bad man and floating in water like
they cast a spell on him to keep him alive.
Motherfucker gonna be a head like Richard Nixon on him. He's just gonna be a head. All us gonna be dead. This motherfucker. Motherfucker.
I mean, it's money. So my manager is like a big time dude, like rich ass motherfucker. He got throat cancer. Mm-hmm. Well advanced. Mm-hmm. This nigga called me the other day, like, what up? Like, he's back. Like, that's money.
Right. They take them. No, we're not taking you to the poor people hospital. No, come to the secret entrance. We got you, dog.
Right. Yeah. If it really is money, they will find ways to save you. You right. know what yeah. I mean? So
he gonna be like, they froze it and they took it out like it was tonsillitis. I'm good.
If I was like shocked with in the middle of a pandemic, I was shocked with the upbeatness of his fucking conversation with me. I was like, dude, you were dying.
Right.
A couple months ago. It's yeah.
Like, girl, that was I'm fine. That was you poor. He was like, girl, that was poor people cancer. Don't worry about that. How you doing? That's what you call you to check. Hey, I was thinking about you. Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, so if anybody in the comments or in the entertainment industry, we're always like stressing over our commissions and shit that we pay to these people and feeling bad about shit with them. No, they have so much money. Like, I don't. Anyway.
So, like I said, we had
everything.
Man, this is my favorite. This is why I like having you on, man.
Me too.
So you know you had the festival since the last time we talked. You also moved to LA. Mm-hmm. You are now acting, writing, Black Monday. Like, what's the experience been like, the transition to, you know, writing and acting?
First I will say I did not move to LA. I moved wherever the money is. So I don't live in LA.
Right. Okay, I live
if something's happening.
Okay.
But the transition. So with the writing job, you know, I had already had a writing job, but then I got hired at Black Monday, and basically somebody said jokingly one day, like, Janelle should play that part, and I was just like, ah, ha ha ha. But then I started writing shit for myself. I started writing shit for that character, just like, well, you know, how would I say it? And so, you know, and it just ended up being such a cool group of people that usually you get in the writer's room and somebody says some shit like that, the other writers will try to sabotage you. Like, well, why she get to play and it'll be all that shit?
Right.
This happened to be a group that was like, oh, give Janelle another line. Like, they were hyping me, like, Janelle should be in the show, you know, that type of show. So, yeah, it was really good. It was cool. And so then, you know, you have a table read. Mm-hmm. And during the table read, I was assigned that character. Like, that was my boss, like, trying to shoo me into the shit. So you got to read for the network and shit. So when I read my part, they were, you know, everybody started laughing and shit. And so they were like, yo, you killed that shit. You should play that part. And that's how I got it. And it was just for my first acting thing to be with Regina, you know, Regina Hall and Don Cheadle is crazy, you know.
Yeah.
So I was just I had to think about that after it happened, because while it was happening I was just in a daze. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was it's wild too, because I started watching.
I didn't believe I would get the part. I really had the part till I was on set in costume talking, like, and then I was like, oh shit, this is for real, you know. So
it's wild too.
Also, I got a writing job because of Don Cheadle.
What? How so? No, how what happened?
So I had an interview through a friend, a Black person. That's why, and we all know this, that's why it's important for us to get auditions. Right. You know what I mean? So it was another Black dude, Yasser Lester, writing for the show. He recommended me, got me an interview. And then the day before I was going to have the interview, I was on my set that I did on Seth Meyers played that night. Don Cheadle saw it, was just in his house. I don't know him. He has never heard of me, was in his house watching it with him and his son, called up the show runners, like, yo, have y'all ever heard of, are y'all still hiring writers? You ever heard of this girl, Janelle James? And they were like, oh, we're interviewing her tomorrow. He was like, hire her.
Wow, that's what's up.
And that's what I got back with. Yeah.
He a real window. Like, you can tell from, like,
he is a mega, y'all.
Yes.
He's Black as fuck.
He love us.
I love him.
Like, straight up.
And it was just cool. We got to have a Black moment. The first time he came to the writer's room, he was like, ah! We got to have that, like,
oh,
so sweet!
Oh, man, that's so dope. And then, like, so what is it like to actually, because I started watching Black Monday, like, last year or something, just randomly. Well, I was just like, it's like, cause it's like on Showtime or some shit. So like, you know how everybody got the, like, I have like the Showtime app on my Xbox I didn't have nothing to watch. I was like, I need to watch something. And I didn't even turn it on like, oh, there's some Black shit. I just was like, Don Cheadle's hair I don't know what the fuck is happening, but I have to hit play on this. And it was so fucking funny because I didn't know it was like a funny show. I thought it was gonna be like super serious, like, you know, like, oh man.
You thought it was gonna be corny white bullshit.
I did, yo.
That's what I thought it was gonna be.
I was wrong. It was black. It's black as fuck, but it's also just funny.
It's black as fuck.
Right.
Yeah. The showrunners are Jews, you know, adjacent black. Right. And, but what they, what they're good at is letting, first of all, there's black people in the room, so that's number one. Mm-hmm. And they're good at not getting the joke, but knowing that it's funny. Like, oh, mm-hmm. you think you, oh, that's, cause I said multiple times, like, look, don't worry about it. There's some black shit. Mm-hmm. This shit is hilarious. Don't worry about it. And they're like, okay, well, I don't understand why it's funny, but I trust you.
Right.
So that's why the show got so black like that. They just let us do our thing. Whereas usually these shows will hire a black person, not listen to us, right. and pretend and act like they can write black people better than us. Right. So we never have a show. So when you see a room and it's cool black people in it and the show is corny as fuck, that's what's happening. The white people, we just there for decoration, to have a picture, like, look, we have diversity, but then we don't have a say.
Right.
The Black Monday, they like, what you think? And they really, and then especially like writing for a black woman. So some of the white dudes, they would write scripts and I'll be like, no black woman in the history of black women will ever say that.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And they would listen to me. So that's why the show is good. And it's so funny and they let us do anything. No matter what I pitched, they were like, let's do that shit. You know? So yeah, it was a really good experience.
And there's so much black shit out there now that like we're now at that point where like if you don't like something that's black, you can literally just move the fuck on to the next black thing because mm-hmm. it's so much shit. Yeah. Like I didn't even watch it until last week, but Astronomy Club was fucking amazing.
It was hilarious.
I had no idea. This shit just been sitting on Netflix waiting on me for however long. So
inside on that shit too. I mean, this is all, it's so fucked up. But anyway, Showtime does not market Black Monday. Mm. Even though Don Cheadle is making so much money from that. Like, everybody's making money, but they won't market the show. They gotten a little better this season, but they don't. It's the same with Astronomy Club. The reason you never heard about that shit is they never put it on the front page.
Right.
They got one billboard out here, which is unheard of. One billboard for, you know, like you, in LA, the Netflix are everywhere. So it's just, it's almost, it makes you feel like, oh, y'all are making these shows for lip service to say, hey, we have diverse programming, but then you won't spend any money to have people watch it, which results in one season. So it's like it never fucking happened.
And you know what's even crazier is like with black comedy, white people love black comedy. Mm-hmm. So it's not even on some like, well, we can't promote it because I mean, who's gonna watch it, guys? Only black people are gonna watch. Like Dave Chappelle shit was black as fuck and then became the number one selling DVD of all time.
But here's the thing, Hollywood is still run by old white people.
Right.
So regardless of whether that's true, they never believe it. Every time it happens that a black show is popular, they think it's a fluke. We always have to reset back to one.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, what? Black Panther did well? Like, they don't fucking get it.
I remember when the Sony got hacked and the emails leaked. And the thing that always stuck out to me and I'll never fucking forget as long as I live was Denzel Washington was there and he was signed on for like the Equalizer and something else. And they were like, well, we don't know if we can sell these movies overseas with Denzel Washington because, I mean, he's black. Yeah. And I said, nigga, it's Denzel. Like, Denzel is, not to use this term derisively, but transcends race. Like he's like, if I say the word Denzel to any person in the world, they go one, they think of one person. Like so like for them to be on some like, we're not sure we can sell Denzel, I'm like, well then I know y'all ain't promoting no nigga movies. Like y'all for sure look at other black movies and be like, don't even fucking promote that.
Yeah, I mean that's what a black movie star means. You can't be a movie star unless they feel they can sell you overseas. It don't matter what black Americans like, can they sell you? That's why Will Smith is Will Smith. Like he's palatable to a wider range of people, but it's also, again, racism. The reason they don't believe that is because they don't want to see us on TV.
Exactly.
So they can't believe that anybody else would because they old ass white people. They not used to seeing us.
Black
That's fucking Bonnie Fife and fucking Donna Reed ass niggas.
Right.
Like, old white people still making these decisions, so they're just like, who would want to watch a bunch of niggas
right
living life? Like they can't even fathom
they can't imagine That shit's so crazy, man. I read that email because I didn't want to read all that shit, but I read the one about Denzel. I said, man, it's fucking Denzel. Like, yeah. that one is a no-brainer. Like, you should get fired alone for that. You right? know what I mean? Like, period.
They just told you how high you have to be to get any respect in this shit. Like, mm-hmm. if Denzel not getting, I mean, people wonder why you see the same black people thing too. Like, they just tokenize us. Like, right. oh, she's going to be that person. This is going to be the sassy one. This is going to be, you ain't going to see, you, not only will you only see sassy, you only see two sassy people. You know what I mean? Right. It's not a wide variety. It's not,
and you know what?
It's very, yeah, it's frustrating.
And then you don't get a big one and it's, or a skinny one. You don't get a light skinned one and a dark skinned one.
Right.
And then sometimes right. they diversify. They go get somebody over in England, get you one British one,
right.
one from Jamaica and yeah. say, okay, this is your diversity. When you be like, come on.
We did it. Look, diversity, that's what they do.
How did you enjoy doing the podcast for Netflix, Strong Black Laughs?
Yes, which was good.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Yet another example of how they do us. But mm-hmm. I mean, I love that podcast. Very smart. Basic. Also, this is a black woman running that whole mm-hmm. that Strong Black Leads, that whole their web. She's responsible for getting black programming on the network. Jasmine Sullivan is her name. Like, she's a young chick that's just like, she's just fucking with it. Mm-hmm. But with that show, I'm sure you saw that we had a visual element to it,
yeah.
meaning all the interviews were filmed.
Right.
That was very smart. That was, I'm sure, maybe, you know, her idea, and a very smart thing in that. A lot of black people still don't listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew, hey, we got to give them something to look at first to even catch your attention. Like, what's that? You know what I mean? And even in the comments, you would see people like, how can I watch this? And then the Netflix people trying to explain, like, no, it's a podcast. What the fuck is a podcast? Like, right. it was very, you know.
It's kind of, you know, I always think this all the time because, you know, we do.
I'll find her name after. I said her name wrong. God, I feel so bad. I'm bad with names. I smoke a lot of weed. I'm so sorry.
But I was gonna say we do a podcast for a living, and I always think about this shit whenever I watch like an interview show or the discussion, yeah. those discussion type shows. I'm always kind of interested that they don't decide to just make a podcast element to it just because it wouldn't cost much just more money.
I was like, why haven't Netflix just put this shit on TV? But
put it on Netflix.
Again, thing they we gotta do beta testing before they fucking, like, you know.
Right. And that's the part that's very, very frustrating, because a lot of the people that make the decisions, they're very behind on technology and how shit works and how to reach the audience. Because like Red Table, right. the show that Will Smith and his daughter and mother, I'm like, why isn't this on the podcast? I don't want to go to Facebook. That's why I don't listen.
We'll see. All right, hold up. Red Table, I can understand why, because it's Facebook. They want you to go to Facebook. Like, Facebook is like, don't leave our app. Watch this shit here. I get that. Yeah. What I don't get is like, so Netflix should be putting Strong Black Laughs, all the interviews, Strong Black Leads, all of it should go on Netflix first. And if you want to do podcasts too, that you should put the podcast out as well. But I should be able to go see this shit where you live.
It's like when comedians do a special, we take a special, we also put out an album.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's serious and all those things. So anyway, that experience was great.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they,
who's your favorite interview?
I always got to rank answer a question.
who's your favorite interview though of the people?
Lou Now.
Yes. That was my favorite too. Say it.
She just has a lot of energy. Not that she's displaying it, but just to be in the room with her, she's like radiating something that was just like pleasing to me. She's been through so much. You could feel that. You could feel she has a lot of pain. You could feel that she's like worked very hard to where she is, but she's still just like mad cool and black as fuck. Like, I really liked her.
She also is so fucking smart. Like some people, you know, they funny and then you just start assuming like, well, the motherfucker's funny. You put them in anywhere, they're going to be funny. But she was like breaking down like angles to her joke. She's breaking down like how empathy and sympathy informs her tragedy.
Has that longevity. Right. Nobody, much less a black person, has that longevity in this business without being smart. You
right.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's a lot of fun. We do, as comedians, so many jobs. We got to market ourselves. We got to do the jokes. We got to perform. We got to look a certain way. Like, it's a lot. We got to maneuver the business. We got to maneuver around white people. And for you to be coming from the hood, mm-hmm. like homeless, violence in her background, and to get to where she is and stay this that long, you know what I mean? And she started well before we started integration and right. you know
and like
it's amazing. And so she really like
that. She also does that thing where she'll like answer a question and then she throws out that little piece of like info that really makes you raise your eyebrow, where it's just like you know, it's like, so when, you know, how you get your start or something. It's like, well, you know, I used to be a prostitute and then I started doing, you like, now hold up, wait, fuck that yeah. question, fuck what I was talking about.
What about that?
Because that to her, that was just like life, where right. I was like shocked everything she said, like, holy, wait, rewind. It was a lot of rewind
right.
when I was talking to her. Oh. But I liked doing the show because one thing I wanted to do was, I didn't want it to be a jokey mm-hmm. type of podcast. I really wanted to talk to people and just let them talk mm-hmm. and have them not have to be funny, like just be a real person. And so, especially with her, like every interview I've seen with her, she's like doing her character. You know what right. I mean? Not that that's not her, but she's doing the act. And so I know we were like 10 minutes into talking and she was like, wait, this a real interview? Like she right. couldn't, nobody had ever really asked her anything of any substance. So I was like, yeah, girl. Like she was like, you like talking to me like you really want to know. I was like, I do. Like, mm-hmm. so it made me say she's been here this long and nobody ever really took any real interest.
Right.
In just having a sit down with her. So yeah, I'm proud of it. I thought it came out well.
Yeah.
I wish they would put it on the television, but you know.
Whatever. I wonder if they could do it later or something, because they need can. To do that shit. It seems so easy to do. Like, just upload the shit, man. Just, y'all have so much shit on Netflix. Like, go ahead and throw it on there, player.
I mean, they also need to run me my monies first, so
it's oh, well, the other thing. Yeah. They just, well, you know, absolutely. Run the money first, like, everybody.
Wanna, yeah, I mean, they, you know, don't, they want to pay the least amount for our content
right.
that they can, and that's it. So, but I have a real powerful Jew lawyer, so mm-hmm. we'll see.
See y'all in court.
In the power of the Jew.
On this Easter Sunday, okay?
Come on.
So what about, what about, stand up and stuff? Is it like mad different out there in LA? Cause I hear the culture is different and stuff. And it's a little, like, I know in New York it's okay. a little easier to get up and go.
This is going to be so weird to talk about because mm-hmm. with this current pandemic, I don't even know what the fuck stand up is right now.
True.
You
right.
know?
True.
Like, I feel like I did my last show 8 years ago. That's how this is. That's how this is.
Remember stand up? It was crazy, right?
You know, people are asking me to do online shows and Zoom. It's just like a whole new fucking world, because stand up, you know, just like everything, people only see the finished product. Mm-hmm. So people are like, you know, just go out and we'll do it and it'll be social distanced in the club. It's just stand up to become a good stand up. You need to be doing it every night.
Right.
With in room with people. With people. Yes. You need that feedback.
Right.
Now, I've been doing long enough that I know what's funny usually before I even get on stage, but to develop the material to see what you see at the end when that shit is on HBO or whatever takes like a year of doing that shit almost every night. I don't know how the fuck.
Yeah,
that's gonna happen after this shit goes down, because I ain't going nowhere. I done told y'all.
I don't blame you.
I'm waiting for the first person to try to get on stage thinking they overcame it, and then when them laughs come in, be like, nope, too many projectiles. All right, y'all, it's been nice.
It's been good.
My business is standing up in a cramped room full of people who are all spraying shit on me. That's right, what it feels right. like to me. I'm gonna be seeing that shit cloud coming at me, and I'm gonna have a fucking
they're gonna have y'all up there like they do at the banks. They're gonna have one of them screens and
the glass tower.
Yeah, yeah, y'all gonna be up there. They're gonna have to put that thing. Yes, like. Y'all gonna be up there on display like the zoo animal.
Hey, Janelle gonna be up there like Naomi Campbell getting on an airplane in a hazmat suit. Mike wrapped in plastic.
Because 3 weeks before we got sent home, I already had bought my own microphone. I was already switching out microphones. Mm-hmm. Like the first whisper, I was already like, nah, let's get seriously. So I can't even imagine how long it's going to take for me to do this shit again, which is a sad thought that I've been trying to ignore.
Yeah, man.
Pre-pandemic, the scene out here is, for stand-up, you come out here if you want to be on TV. It's not a stand-up focused place like New York is. New York is, oh, you want to be famous for stand-up comedy, which is the craziest fucking goal to have. It's hard to do. So that's why the niggas that come out of New York are nuts. You know what I mean? Like, New York is where the crazy stand-up comics is, because we have to actually believe that we're going to make a living doing this shit that only like 12 people get to be successful, you know, doing. LA, they not funny out here because they not focused on stand-up. They on stage trying to sell a show. So this is where you get the comics that are like, my mom is crazy. We're green. And my brother, he's gay. And we just live in, you know, they're like trying to fucking...
Okay. It's like pitching their pilot almost. It's almost like they're pitching their pilot.
Yes, that's what stand-up is out here. So, you know, when I come out here, I'm like fucking Chappelle. So I like it because I be killing. So, because these niggas, I mean, I'm funny anyway, but these niggas ain't got, you know.
Right.
Which is about to make me sad again, because I feel like I finally have reached a level of respect in this business. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, nobody can tell me I ain't good at stand-up. So I'm just like, am I gonna have to remind these motherfuckers when I come back out in 2024? Or
it's gonna have to they keep talking about the NBA and all this stuff coming back at some point, and all the athletes are like, okay, look, I understand y'all want us to play some games and stuff, that's cool. You do realize we gonna need like a month to get ready to play games. Like, it can't be like, this isn't like you going to the YMCA.
Yes. I also think about, what's the plus in forcing people to face reality? I don't know. Right. Like, I feel like this is what people believe, because it's a lot to take in, to just be like, oh shit is about to be fucked up for a while. That's why they're spoon feeding the quarantine to us. They're like, right, one more month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, 15 more days. Like, they can't say y'all about to be in the house till September. We will go fucking crazy.
Right.
So when people saying that, like, when we get back to regular, I just let them have it, because
I just like the idea of, like, even an athlete like LeBron James being like, I hope y'all don't think I'm really finna walk out my house and be playing in the Staples Center. I need time to get my body right. Like, my body needs to be back to LeBron James shape before we even consider getting on the court for money or not money, period. This nigga paid like $1 million a year to be in LeBron James shape. Like, that's not a joke. He really does that. So.
And also, LeBron already old. So
right. He don't got time for this. So.
That's why I said, I'm gonna come out of auntie. I'm not even in shape.
Right.
This nigga already old. If he sit down for 2 months, them knees gonna be like, what? Like, already extending your stay, nigga, like, what are you doing?
And then, like, I wonder if that's how, like, stuff like stand-up's gonna be too, where people gonna be like, listen, we need like a month to like get our shit back, because you, like you said, if you're not getting up every night, it's harder to just hop back in and be like, I'm as funny as I was. Yeah,
I feel like my first time back will be amazing, because it's usually, even your first time doing stand-up is amazing, because you run in on adrenaline and you just talking shit, you like, the second time, nigga, like,
that's when it get real.
I don't know why I thought I could do this.
I've been bombed this song that I'm like, I'm already like, oh no, but, and just, yeah, it's, I mean, I could talk about stand up forever, and people who aren't in it, it's not interesting to them, but
it's interesting.
And yeah, it's interesting to us. Yeah, keep going. It's interesting to us. That's why we bought you, baby.
There's a hierarchy already. I'm trying to get on, I don't even know whose level I would say, but when things do come back, the hierarchy is going to stand. Mm-hmm. The Chris Rocks and all of that, they're going to not be doing theaters because they haven't done stand-up in forever. So they're going to come back down about two levels, which is going to kick me back down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just, when I think about, oh, what's going to be happening in the future, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, oh, this shit has really like kneecapped as far as like my growth. Because when shit do come back, it's gonna be so different that the people who are at the top is gonna need my resources. know?
Right. I wonder if people are gonna be doing stand up in masks and shit when you first come back.
Yeah, you're gonna see that. Mm-hmm.
You know, because they making these rules.
In an astronaut suit.
Y'all know what? y'all know what? Y'all gonna stay. You know how they have like all these names for like their comedy shows?
Yeah.
It's gonna be the 6 foot comedy show. Right, they're gonna come out with names like that.
The self distancing comedy show.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right. It's gonna be the mask on comedy show.
I just picture Janelle in that, you know how they did that slow walk out in that movie where they had to go out and destroy the asteroid? The fuck was the name of that movie, with Bruce Willis? But it's like an iconic.
Yeah, I just picture
you taking the stage in the suit, like with the slow-mo walk out with the mic, like real. Yeah, Armageddon, just like, nah, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you gonna be talking through the suit, it's gonna have a microphone on it, be like, can y'all hear me?
The whole show gonna be like, so, for where are you from?
Well, that's the other thing, like, what is stand, so, this has been, I mean, I know I'm so much better off than a lot of people, yeah. But just in thinking about the things I had coming this year,
right.
So I was supposed to be shooting a special in a couple months. Like, and so, but when I think about that hour now, who the fuck, I don't even know what to talk about. That's not quarantine. You know, yeah. That's not corona.
That's true.
Like, they didn't crazy, you guys. Like, who the fuck?
Right.
People gonna be like, man, and they're like, what?
That's true. That is so true.
You guys, like, I can't even.
It's gonna take so long for people to run through the quarantine material. Like, it's gonna be like everybody album gonna be named after the quarantine.
On, like, it's like all those things are gonna get.
Yeah,
they might just go away. No, so
we had some things for the podcast. That was,
saying.
say that again. You broke up a little bit.
I said, just thank God for weed is all I'm saying,
cause. Yeah, I mean. Yeah, we had some things for the podcast that we were supposed to be doing, and it's like, if they happen, you know what I mean?
Like, I was kinda hurt, I was like, oh, this put everything on hold, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I'm just glad we didn't announce none of it.
Mm-mm.
That's my other thing, as far as like letting people think about the future however they want, the same thing, like, it's okay to feel hurt that shit got taken away, like, hey,
mm-hmm.
I spoke to one of my friends and he's like, what's up? And I'm like, I'm bored. He's like, well, imagine if you were poor. I'm like, nigga, just let me be bored. Let me say it.
I hate.
Are you my friend or not?
I fucking hate these virtue signaling ass niggas that keep being you know, some people, they homeless and they don't even have a place to put their dog. I'm like, my dude, can I be sad? I'm not homeless, but I'm sad. Is that okay? Like, damn.
And you're my. It's not like I'm typing it on Facebook like, this sucks, I'm bored.
Right.
You ask me how I'm doing.
Right.
You're my friend. Suppose you don't think I'm a person that has thought, oh, this could be worse, but I can't fucking tell you that I'm like,
I hate that shit. That shit is the worst, man. Well, think about how good you do have it. Like, fuck you, nigga. I know how good I got it, but I'm sad.
Those people and the people who are like, well, I'm used to being lonely. Like, nigga, this ain't the same. You can't go outside.
This is not the same. Like, it's a lot of people that I used to.
I'm a loner, like, as if they're looking down on people who are freaking out.
Right.
Like, this is crazy. You can't go outside and die. Like, this is not the same that as you would be in a fucking loop that nobody wants to hang with.
Right. Right. Like, I was talking to my friend. She was like, a lot of people learn the difference between being a, being an introvert and being antisocial. I was like, exactly. Like,
they're not the same thing.
Like introvert don't mean you like hate everybody and da 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 da. It's like, no, the reason some people ain't checking on your ass is because motherfuckers don't like you.
It's you, man.
Like, it's you, dog. It's not everybody else. People check on introverts and all this shit. I'm an introvert. No. People been checking on me. Nigga, it's you. People don't like your ass. I can't remember who it was. Someone was like, you know, if people ain't checking on you during this quarantine, that shows you that y'all really ain't friends. And I was like, or they sitting in their house and you can pick a phone up too. Like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, if you don't pick up a phone, you the one in the house, girl.
People be telling during drama. Drama is what it is.
That's
like, that was his roundabout way of saying, can somebody check on me? That's what I always tried to like. I've been on the internet so long, just watching people and seeing how people react to shit. I always, whatever you type in is about you.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, everybody's
being productive, da, da, da. Whoever made that was about them.
Yes. Every time. Everybody's like, I just want to check in and see how y'all doing during this. No, that's, can y'all check in and ask me how I'm doing? Cause, and I'm like, yes. And it's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Like, I think, I just think people feel this need to like couch all this shit in like advice and act like they like, I'm showering this down to y'all. Like, no, nigga, it's okay.
It is. Nobody wants to seem weak and like they need something.
Right.
And so that also sucks. But I was also going to tell people, like, make sure you check on your male friends. I've had male friends telling me like they just started crying spontaneously. And niggas know I don't like niggas crying. So for them to tell me.
Very old school like that. She's very old school like that.
So you know, checking with men, not especially, but as well, because a lot of these dudes, I mean, this shit is hard as fuck. A lot of people are alone.
Right.
And it's, you know, so instead of when you see somebody type something that like makes you upset or whatever, just think like, what's behind that? Mm. That's what I've been trying to do. Like, this person is typing in a way that I'm not used to them speaking, like something is going on, you know? So.
Yep.
Ah, boy.
Anyway, let's get into some of this news and stuff, guys.
Somebody asked a question.
Oh, someone asked a question, guys. Let's get into this question. All right. Feel free to ask questions throughout the show, everybody. We feel fine. All right. So this is from Kim Doc, who says, as a non-weed smoker, what's the protocol for getting weed during the quarantine? Cause the nigga downstairs that deals weed be in and out of his social distancing practices and has a baby. Yeah, I don't know. Did people, I don't know if they definitely not asking me. I don't smoke. So I don't know. That must be for Janelle. Janelle, what is the protocol? And did people hoard weed like they did toilet paper in LA? Since like
Costco, they bought it in bulk.
So this is legal in Cali?
So LA, legal in Cali and abundant. Ain't nobody real, and it's expensive. So it's nobody really hoarding. I mean, I didn't hoard, but I definitely stocked up before I quarantine myself. But one thing I will say, just to be responsible, is everyone that smokes weed should try to switch to edibles. This is a disease that attacks your lungs, and it's not a good thing. I know I'm doing it. I have tried. I'm trying to smoke less, at least, and ramp it down or whatever. So I first don't want to advise anybody to smoke weed. Okay, now if you are, like I am, anyway. It depends where you live. If you live in somewhere where LA, we got delivery, we got, you know. But if you don't have it and you have to rely on a weed dude, I feel so bad because you should not. I feel like you just won't be smoking quarantine because that's not.
I also wonder, like, how it spread through the weed. Like, how do that, like, can it spread through that shit? Cause, like, I know, like, food and shit, it can't, but weed, you do breathe in.
I don't know if it's like, are you saying?
Like, can coronavirus, if this nigga downstairs is not doing self-distancing, he got coronavirus, he breathing in and out over everything, and then he sell you a bag, can I roll up a joint and then be smoking and get some coronavirus up in my lungs? I wonder.
Well, I don't know about that, but I feel the way I feel about it is the more contact you have with people who don't live in your household, your chances go up. That's how I'm thinking about it. Right. Like, ain't nobody motherfucking here. Like, it's just, it is what it is. And so this is a wee dude that they just said is not doing social distances. He delivering to other people. That means he has a higher chance of having it. So hand you the package. You got a glove on, but you forget. You touch your face on the way to the sink. Now you got that shit. Like, it's just, it seems to spread so easily that it's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm so sorry if you don't not, you know, I'm so sorry. Cause I won't even, after this runs out, I'm not even going to get delivery because I don't want to have interactions with people whose job is to have interaction with people at this time, you know? So, that's when I'll kill myself.
It's such a straight face.
You can't have me laughing and shit like that.
She just stopped moving. I was like, wait a minute.
So shit happened like a month from now. Motherfuckers be like, remember when she reached out for help and this nigga Ron laughed? He thought it was so funny. Wow.
Her last live interview.
Cancel the black guy who tips. Nah.
And you know what? I am just dramatic enough to have that be my shit.
Bring down everybody together. Like, damn, I remember when they had the Blackout Tips podcast. This shit is over. Oh, man.
We'll be hashtag cancel for real. Right.
This is my wingback right here. So I feel like I have enough. This thing got to end by late May at the latest. That's all
I late May.
Early June.
If I make it stretch.
Hey, niggas about to be. Janelle about to become a weed prepper. Like.
Man, look, I'm gonna start rationing.
Right. We about to have weed preppers and shit. Come on. Like, I remember the coronavirus outbreak of 2020, and so I always keep some in the bunker just in case. Okay.
Oh, nigga, I found a bag of joints in one of my drawers. That's real pious shit when you forget that you had weed. And you would have thought I found the fucking Dead Sea Scrolls. Like, I was like, oh my God. So I totally get it.
The weed fairy was wrong.
I don't drink, but I had a party like a couple months ago and it's so much liquor left over. And I'm not going to lie that I ain't been looking at that shit, but I don't want to start. I don't want to start adding new vices.
Right. I feel
when I'm already in the head. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It sucks.
Well, I have been drinking, so I got that going for me.
Yeah, I mean, one or the other. I can't be in here high and drunk. You know what I mean? That's crazy. Yeah. Like,
no, you smoke, I'll drink.
I'm
crazy
thinking about walking around naked outside. Like, I can't add alcohol to the mix.
If you smoke and I drink, we'll get it all covered together, you know what I'm saying, on each coast. Yeah. I got the drinking, you got the smoking.
I'm gonna be a fucking cocktail drinking bitch. Please. I can't do this. I know I can't. I will too much. Fuck out. So,
oh man.
Sober, no dick. I can't kill myself.
Yeah, that's the real crisis, man. You can't have no quarantine up in here, okay? It's getting desperate on these streets. Motherfuckers still on these date naps. I'm like, bro, how you on a date nap? Well, you know, if the motherfucker's stupid enough to come over, that means you can't fuck with them. You know what I mean? Like, if they actually like, you know what? I'm about to head over there.
Niggas don't care. I've spoken to many women who are upset, like jokingly, like, oh, I snuck dick in. And I'm like, bitch, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, that's not funny. Yeah. It's making me so mad.
I was talking to my friend. I was like, man. I was like, I can't even imagine what it's like being.
I've been fucking for a long time. I have never had dick worth dying for. Like, I've had big dick. I've never.
I was talking to my friend and I was like, cause she's single. I was like, I just can't even imagine like being one of these dumbasses trying to hook up on these apps. She was like, I don't know. I was close to about to be one. I was like, don't you do it, boo. I trust you. Like, you too smart for this. Don't die from some random nigga.
Right. Come on. You better be that person Amazon man was talking about.
Right.
Talking about, don't be sending no dildos. Fuck you. Dildos are essential.
Motherfucker about to show up to your house like, yeah, I just came from Easter church. Anyway, girl, I'm good.
Cause I can clean that dildo.
You can't trust niggas when it's not a pandemic going on.
Right.
You trust. Right.
You can't trust this nigga clean when it's just regular life.
When it's regular
now
life.
I gotta trust you. You ain't been nowhere over the place. You've been washing your hands and you ain't talk. I gotta trust you with all this fucking. Nah.
Condoms is already like a thing. You have to really build up a trust level with a motherfucker to make sure they're not gonna try to do nothing shady with.
Right.
And now you talking about just breathing? Nah, I'm good, bro.
Well, a nigga that is willing to risk his life to come to your place,
right?
Like, that right there is
mm-hmm.
Like I fuck with niggas who, where even if I break, I'm like, come over. They like, nah, babe, like this is crazy. Right. Like, that's who I need to be.
Girl, you need some help. I got you on the line with a therapist right now. Hold on, we three way in this right now, okay?
Look, let's get the FaceTime on or whatever. Like, right. I need niggas that's responsible. I can't deal.
Hey, Janelle, you gonna be on there? Like, look, Janelle, they're gonna be like, I'm on Adam and Eve right now. What size you want? Do you want to vibrate, rotate? I have a ship.
I got a package right now.
I will pay for it to be shipped to you. What color would you like it in?
Yeah.
It's asking for I'm not sure. Just tell me.
Vibrator, but vibrators are almost too efficient for me. I'll be trying to have a sin. Like these vibrators don't come to play. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you gotta be after this. That's what vibrators are for. Like, oh, you got places to go? I ain't got no place to go. So they kinda, like, that means that they just so anyway.
It's gonna be a lot of vibrators. It's gonna be glad when people go back to work. They're gonna be like, God damn, she finally turned me off.
Right.
She plucked me off the wall. I thought I was gonna catch on fire.
If anybody needs vibrator fucking recommendations, hit me up, because I mean, I travel so much, I've always had them, and people would like send me free ones and shit, but they almost work too good for me. I'm like, I'll go old school with. Anyway, too much information. I'm high. Sorry.
That's all good. Nah, that's the whole thing.
That's fine.
Speaking of which, I mean, adamandeve.com, put in code TBGWT, get half off.
Come on.
Of whatever item you buy, plus you get 10 free gifts.
Like, let me write that down.
Mm-hmm. That's right. 10 free gifts. Up. You get 6 adult movies. You get 3 different gifts, one for him, one for her, and something that y'all both enjoy. I say mix and match, okay? Don't let the Adam and Eve tell you what to do or how to use it. And then in addition to that, they give you free shipping. So it really only costs you half of whatever it was you were going to buy, and they have a lot of good toys there. You know, I say, look, if you're getting half off and you know you're going to be in the house for months, go big or go home, okay? Hit you with one of them Hitachi wands or something. Get you something with a diesel engine, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, get you something that you know what I'm saying? Get you, like, electric car. Like, get you something.
Get you something that sound like a lawnmower.
Yeah, like something you got to, like, rev up, because, listen, okay?
Ain't nobody in there but you.
We in the house. No one can judge you right now, okay? Whatever it takes to get out on the other side of quarantine without the coronavirus is the only thing you need to be worried about. So, adamandeve.com.
Get all the horsepower you can take.
Code TBGW. WT, and you will be, we're gonna get you through this together, okay, everybody? All right,
ladies, don't fuck up your pussy listening to Rod, please.
Okay.
Start off slow.
I'm just saying. The code, by the way, the code works as many times as you need.
As many times as you need. So if you used it in the past, you can use it again.
Yeah, if you want to, like, work your way up to it, that's fine too. That's just more money for us. So if you want to start, with like a rabbit. If you want to start with a rabbit, you want to start with that little, like, the bead little thing, like, whatever you need to start with, you do you. I'm not judging, but I want you to know, if you need to go all the way up to the Dodge Ram, I'm cool with that too. I'm not judging you, sis. This is not a face of judgment over here.
This is a judgment free zone. We know some of y'all like the Tamahachi Well 52, but you know, some people might like a little smaller. They might want the Chihuahua. I understand.
We trying to keep you off of some strange dick that might have coronavirus. Yeah. That's the only thing I'm judging, is that coronavirus. Don't let it up in your crib. Don't let it up in your coochie, whatever. Too, if you need to get like one of those pocket pussy type things or I'm not judging you, okay? If I walked in your house and you had the VR headset on doing something strange, that's not my business. The only thing is my business make sure you listen to this, don't get that coronavirus.
We want y'all to be alive.
All right. We gotta wind this down. We've been out here having too much fun.
We've been having a ball.
I did want to play some Guess the Race with Janelle.
Yay!
Let me play the Guess the Race music. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all of podcast land, where we read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Janelle, James, and Karen, to guess the race. And of course, everyone playing is racist. All right, let's get into the game. Oh, the chat replays along and they're racist too. A man stabs his stepson over unwashed dishes, police say. After arguing
I had enough of you.
After arguing over dishes that remained unwashed, a 48-year-old man allegedly whipped out a pocket knife from his pants and stabbed his stepson in the chest.
Well, goddamn.
On Tuesday morning, Frederick J. Shock III, 48, stabbed his stepson after the two argued over unwashed dishes in a Hackensack apartment. According to police, Shock was arrested and charged with multiple counts, including aggravated assault. He was taken to Bergen County Jail pending a first court appearance, and the stepson went to the Hackensack University Medical Center for treatment. His injuries are considered non-life-threatening. Guess the race of Frederick J. Shock the third. Janelle?
this is a good one because it had a lot of twists and turns there. You hear stab, you like white, but then you hear pocket knife, you like, oh, that's a nigga. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna go. But then you said, stepson, that's a nigga. You know what I mean? Mm. So I'm gonna go with black.
All right, Karen.
I'm going black.
Karen's also going black on this one. Okay. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. Give me one second here. Gotta do a little house cleaning on my end. All right, cool. Let's see. Black niggas, baby boy black.
Baby oh, no. Boy black.
I say white, black, stab master black, the black man with a Newport dangling from his bottom lip. But daddy, do I have to? White. Better dishes black. White nigga pouring water in the dawn to stretch out the soap.
you just
mad cause you ain't my daddy. Black. Fred shocked the hell out of Jody. Black. Put him in a state of shock. Black. Black man wouldn't stick around for his own kid, let alone else's white. Oh. God damn it, Black Rob. You are the most racist person in the chat. He's consistently
the
most racist. Right, me too. Consistently the most racist. Didn't bust them suds, so black, white. The correct answer is Janelle and Karen both went white, black on this. Mm-hmm. The correct answer is white.
Oh, white.
A couple of people did.
A couple
say white. I have to play their applause. Here you guys go. And I'm gonna put his picture on the thing. Can let me know if it's working. You know how my computer is. This dude has a beard like rat tail. I don't know what this the choice was. It was a bold choice, whatever it was. But he looked like he would stab a young man for not washing.
He looked like he was stabbing a nigga. That's a pocket knife white. Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely pulled that out of his camo pants. And
you know that got tangled up. You know, because they can't braid their hair.
Yeah. Like he's probably a prepper. Okay. The thing that had me would have made me guess it was white. Guess it was black is that it didn't sound like they were using a dishwasher.
They were washing by hands, and that name, that junior, I was like, the third. Yeah. I was like, oh, we love them thirds.
We do. All right, let's go to the next one, guys. A Florida man is accused of murdering his wife and then using COVID-19 as an alibi.
What?
A Florida
man, goddamn.
Right? He hopped on this. A Florida man is accused of killing his wife and using coronavirus as a cover story for her disappearance. David Anthony, 48, was arrested on March 31st in Las Cruces, Mexico, in connection with the disappearance of his wife, Gretchen, 51. He is charged with second-degree murder and kidnapping, according to a witness who was not being identified publicly. Someone purporting to be Gretchen sent her a suspicious text message on March 23rd, claiming she had been diagnosed with COVID-19 and was being detained by the Centers for Disease Control. Police also said another witness contacted them with a similar story, saying they had received a text from Gretchen claiming she had an acute case of COVID-19 and was being sedated by CDC task force.
I'm sedated right now while I'm sending you this text.
Right. Girl, I'm about to go under, but I just thought I would reach out.
That's not how that
I'm
works.
I'm gonna call her right now.
I just want to let you know, my husband is probably playing golf or something like that, so just he's not, has nothing to do with this. When contacted by police, officials at the Jupiter Medical Center said there was no one with Gretchen's name at the hospital. Reports of someone claiming to be Gretchen, additional text message to her mother saying she was on a ventilator at a local hospital also failed to check out. Yeah, I can't text you. So
it's a record of me being there.
That like, did he do no research? Mm-hmm. They put you on the ventilator. They put you in a coma first. All right.
This nigga never watched a Law and Order or nothing. He just on the fly making a fuck.
He's like, why do research? I can figure this out
on my own.
When police arrived at Gretchen's home, they were unable to locate her. Did the text start, "Hey Gretchen's mama, it's me, Gretchen"? a neighbor informed them that she had heard screams at a residence the previous Saturday, including the sound of a woman yelling "no, no, it hurts." Upon searching her residence, police found towels in her kitchen containing a reddish substance that appeared blood.
This nigga ain't even do laundry. He's whack.
Quick, they would solve this case so fast on SVU. Okay, opening credits. As well as evidence of what appeared to be blood droplets in her bedroom, according to the Anthony's friends, the couple had separated earlier this year, with Gretchen filing for divorce in February. Anthony is currently awaiting extradition to Palm Beach County, Florida. Guess the race of, what is his name? David Anthony.
I'm going white.
All right, Janelle?
Yeah, first of all, black people, we don't run to Mexico. We run to our mama house. That is a white man.
Let's check the chat room. Didn't say 5G. White should have used poison. White Zimmerman's, wait, y'all are being racist too fast. Hold on, I gotta go to Zimmerman. White passing Latino. He's white and dumb. Florida man should be his own race. White did not text. She had that Rona. Therefore, white. Scott Peterson. White. White. Hulu crime doc. White. Even try. White. Alt right. Johnny Appleseed. White had enough money to run to another country. White. He was afraid that she watched Tiger King. Florida crackers. White Latino would have gone black to would have gone back to Juarez. White. White. Aww. Married a Gretchen, white. He does buy and hangs around blacks, but he is white. White man, white. They never would have believed a black man was trying to properly get treated for corona.
Oh no.
Right. The correct, everybody said white. You got it right, guys. Congratulations.
Yeah. That was an awful time.
Oh, so lazy. Like, that's the thing.
You know what? I bet you he's one of those dudes that has a side chick and got quarantined with his wife and was like, I have to get rid of this bitch now. He didn't even think that thing through. He panicked. He was like,
by the way, this is why I watch Snapped and not like Dateline and shit like that. Cause Snapped, them women become, Donnie, he got a look to them.
That nigga got a mistress.
Yep.
He is entitled. He is like, I was gonna fucking leave this bitch anyway, and now I gotta stay here with you. Like, he's a punch the wall ass white man. Yes.
He is frat boy douche bro.
And he was three, and she was 3 years older than him too. And she was three years.
Like, I didn't want to get stuck with this bitch.
Right, you know he was hating. Oh my god. But yeah, some people did say other stuff. Hold on, let me play the booze for them real quick. But this is why I watch Snapped, because men murder in the stupidest ways. They don't even try to get away with it. Like Snapped, it take them an hour to break down the plan, like, listen, and then that's when she like filed for unemployment, but really she was still working, and that's how she got the money to pay the hitman that she had met at the gas station when she started fucking this nigga randomly, and she realized he was dumb enough to do the shit. But see, that's why she set his ass up to look like he just did it out of jealousy, when really, like, they, like, this nigga was like, I hit her with a rock, what, y'all really think it was me? Wow, okay, so the text messages didn't work. The ones where I text and said, sincerely, this is definitely Gretchen. Okay.
Yeah. It's that's the arrogance. They like, nope, I did it perfectly.
Right. This a master plan. Can't believe the cops.
They still ain't find that fucking Tiger Lady husband.
Right.
That was 20 years ago.
Right? You see what I'm saying? They much better at murder, man, because they have to be. You know? When you don't have the option of just physically beating a motherfucker's ass, you got to be better at the murder.
You gotta plan it out.
You're like, oh, I'm gonna put
plan it out.
Carol almost slipped in Tiger King. She was like, if you want,
in the cut too. We don't do crimes of passion.
Right.
In the cut.
Right.
It's plotting. He feeds you. He's fucking you, but you about to die, nigga. You gonna die soon.
Right. Men be going, they do. Men be the ones going the crime of passion defense and shit. Women don't. It's like, no. If she did this, she had to plot it out, y'all.
It's not another one.
12 steps to how she got his life insurance.
I've been poisoning you for 8 months. Right. Die slow, nigga.
Like she, like while y'all are in the hospital and you slowly dying from a disease, no one can figure out what the fuck it is. That's when she leaves.
That shit
That's what she whispered right when they're like, we're gonna have to sedate him and put him into a coma, and this may be the last chance to speak to him. Would you like us to speak to him? I do want to speak to him. Can y'all just give us the room? Everyone leave. She would get into his ear and be like, I know you fucked Rachel. What? Yeah, you dead, nigga.
Was it worth it, bitch, nigga? <Yeah. see>
The life insurance is mine, bitch. Oh man. Oh man.
No, these dumbasses just end up in prisons for the rest of their life. Don't even get to get decided.
Right.
Don't even get to get with them.
No thought. Just, oh man, I'm on Facebook Live right now about to kill my wife, okay? Like, nigga, what are you doing? You don't even want to get away with this.
No, you don't.
Disgusted. All right. We gotta go to the bonus round. Let me play the bonus round music. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, double the race, and the bonus round against the race. So far, Karen and Janelle are both tied 1-1. But will they be able to break the tie in the bonus round? Let's find out.
We're about to see.
All right.
Let's I feel like this is the best I've ever done on this game. You're wrong.
It's been a while. I don't remember. All right. So, a threesome did not have a happy ending early yesterday when two male participants got into a bloody fight that landed one of them in a South Carolina jail on multiple criminal charges.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. According to a sheriff's report.
I can't see the comments.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry. I can't see the comments anymore.
Oh, no, they're coming up. They're coming up. It stars over.
They are. Yeah. They came up. Yeah, sorry.
No problem. But yeah, so, according to a sheriff's report, Michael, first of all, y'all were not practicing social distancing.
No.
Okay, because if y'all don't all live at the same residence, then there shouldn't be no threesomes popping off at the moment, you know? According to a sheriff's report, Michael Charles and Michelle Fleming, both 47, residents in Duncan, a town in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Charles told cops that he and Fleming are roommates with benefits, a characterization that Fleming did not dispute. Charles said that he invited Brian Alden, 40, to the home to hang out and possibly have a threesome with him and Fleming. Fleming told investigators that Charles had invited Alden over to fulfill a sexual fantasy. During a 2:45 a.m. interview with sheriff's deputies, Charles said that after the trio had sex, things began to feel odd with Alden. So he asked his guests to leave. Alden, listen, and see, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. If the quarantine penis is coming over in the first place, something wrong with them. You see what I'm saying? You inviting them.
I will say, though. Mm-hmm. As soon as you said threesome, my whole body just went up in flames. So this is going to be so hard for me. I am horny in a way. I ain't never been horny before. So I just want to just commiserate with whoever else is doing it. And I'm not going to break. Right. Goddamn. Anyway.
And it's the rare double man threesome. Like, you normally don't get those in these types. It's normally two women.
It's you.
Right. So these,
they
was ready to cross swords.
I'd be like, and?
They was ready to cross swords for that corona, okay? Listen.
Did that say anything about how the sex was?
Right. I do. I'm looking for it, you know.
Was the quality good?
Cause I'm like, you know.
Y'all married motherfuckers don't know one, man. Y'all married, remember that?
It's two types. But it's like two types of like threesome, two dude threesomes. Like, is it anything goes, like the dudes are sucking and fucking each other and her? Or is it like the manly version that people have where it's like, nigga don't touch me, but we both want this pussy that bad? Like, which one was it? We don't really know. Maybe that's where the dispute happened.
Was this two guys?
Two guys, yeah.
Two guys, one girl.
to fulfill a sexual fantasy. Whose?
Yeah, whose fantasy?
Whose fantasy?
Okay.
You know, anyway. So they had.
Hey, they
you know what I'm saying? Shout out to a woman that knows what she wants in the corona apocalypse. Okay,
come on.
I hope the corona don't get me before I get to do that. That's on my bucket list.
There you go.
Good for her.
So then they were like, listen, man, you gotta leave. You starting to act kind of weird, bro. And so Alden did leave the home, but subsequently ended to be let back in.
What? You left?
Guys, I forgot the coronavirus.
The coronavirus out here.
Corona. Are y'all crazy? I didn't even get to wash my hands. I'm coming back in.
Oh my God.
This is definitely a deep cut because I don't think that many people saw this movie. But if anybody saw that movie, It Comes at Night, that like the plot is kind of similar to that, where like if you leave the house, that's it. Like, yeah. Like it's like, oh, you left the house, homie. That's where the evil is, player. So it was nice knowing you. So they must have hit him with that. Like, oh, you caught, brother. That was it.
You don't, no return.
Right.
You newly contaminated. Mm-hmm. It's bad enough I let you in here, but you done went out. You right. New contaminated. Like, right. It's over, nigga. Like,
I'm gonna throw you a little bit of soap on the dish rag through the wall window.
They're gonna be like, we like the Knicks Stadium, one way exit. You don't get three entries.
Right. So the So then he came back to the house, right? And Fleming said he told him to allow Alden to return to the residence. The three then attempted the intercourse again.
What?
But due to an inability to perform on Alden's part, Charles then told him to just go home. Oh. Oh, that's like.
He missed the layup.
Right?
He missed the layup, nigga. You had one time.
Oh. You can't be the hired quarantine and then have to not come through, homie. No.
And see that I'm trying to tell you, that's why when you get the vibrator, it'll never let you down. You ain't got to worry about it not performing. It always performs.
That was, you know what that is? That's like in baseball when they make a pitcher come out when it's like, nigga, you sorry, bro. You don't got it tonight. You got to go home. They always had that look like, I don't want to come out. Nah. Yeah. Take your ass home.
Right. Yeah. You supposed to be the relief pitcher. You're terrible.
Damn, he got subbed out. Oh, I can't imagine the embarrassment. Oh, but damn, yeah.
How embarrassing. So, you can't even fuck in a pandemic, nigga. This might be your last pussy. You can't even. That's crazy. I'd have been so upset.
It's the only reason you left the house.
Right. They gave you an out. You should have went on home.
You only left the house for this. So then he told him to go ahead, go home. What followed, investigators allege, were a series of physical confrontations between Charles and Alden, both inside the home and in the backyard. When cops arrived at the property, they found Charles with a head laceration, a bloodied nose, and an eye swollen shut.
God damn!
Now, okay, so this is now weird, right? Because the roommate with benefit is the one who called Alden over. Then Alden couldn't get it up the second time, and he said, you gotta go. But then they ended up fighting. And Alden, the one who couldn't get it up, did win the fight. Mm. Right. So my question for y'all is
like, all right, nigga, let's try again.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's my question is like, so how hot is that? You know?
I mean, your adrenaline running now. I mean, hey.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Your blood pressure up. You know,
I mean, maybe he got it now, like dick on swole, you know, like, you know what the aphrodisiac was? I need to whoop this motherfucker's ass. Okay.
Continue.
These two naked shirtless men.
This is going to be awful. I'm like flirting with friends that I don't even like that nigga. Like, this is going to be crazy. I feel sorry for whatever man I run into when I get out of this shit. Like, right. I'm so sorry. I am going to destroy. But I
start getting numbers from the grocery delivery guy and shit. The only man I've seen in weeks deliver my groceries.
It hasn't even been that long to feel how I feel right now. It hasn't even been that long. It's going to be, oh my God. Anyway.
Man, I just feel bad because everybody keeps talking about the people that are getting divorced and stuff in the corona apocalypse because they together all the time now. It's like, I really didn't like your ass that much anyway, right? But they not talking about the other side. Like,
yeah, I feel bad for the people who are on the verge of a breakup,
right?
And now stuck together. Just like themselves up, like, look, I'm about to, it's over. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now they like,
that sucks.
Like, I'm waiting for to be alone than to be with somebody I don't fuck with. As I said, right. I already pulled a nigga out. Like, I'm just, if you're not my man and I look up and you like in my fridge, it makes me so mad. Like, right. That's really what.
I feel you though. That's the truth. I'm waiting on the second wave to hit. Like,
so I couldn't fathom, but man, whew, continue with this story, this sexy story, please.
I'm waiting on that second wave to hit though. The people that they've been cool, but then as soon as they get options again, it's like, oh, motherfucker, you wasn't fine anyway. Oh my God. Yeah. I can breathe around other people again. Oh.
I'm sure I'm gonna send my titties out to people and I'm gonna just be like, look, we just never gonna talk about it.
Right.
Just receive it.
Right. You needed to understand that was the coronavirus titties. This is not, we off
receive
that.
Receive it, let's have a conversation and then never talk about that shit again. Like, just help me out. Yeah. You know what's happening.
I appreciate the quarantine titties. I know this isn't really for me. Yeah, so.
What happens in quarantine? Don't even.
Come on.
We'll hear about this shit after, okay? Okay.
So then.
It is the rules right now.
So Charles had head laceration, a bloody nose, and an eye swollen shut. And then Alden had a head wound that required 12 stitches. Charles said he struck Alden in the head with a stone while being pummeled in the rear deck.
God damn.
They was fighting to the death. Alden, who declined.
This is so hot.
Right?
That was like, choose your weapon.
Hey, look, I just pictured the woman in a bathroom looking out the screen door like this. Like,
yes!
Like it's raining outside.
Saying stop real soft, like,
right.
Stop.
Yo. Oh my God. Over me?
Why are you doing this?
I mean, don't you kind of have to humble brag on your pussy after this? Don't you kind of have to? Like, girl, these niggas started fighting.
I mean, you'd be like, ooh, please. Take it off while you're at it.
Yeah, did I tell you that Alden and Charles got in a fight? What happened? Girl, oh my God.
I don't
even
that shit on the gram, like,
be on Instagram live. Y'all, you won't believe what they fighting over.
Right? Am I right? Shaking my head. This right. is crazy.
Girl, they fight. Hey, you know how you can put the captions in now? Yeah. Like the caption be like,
yeah.
Girl, they fighting over my pussy again.
Yeah, be like, pussy too bomb.
Like not even saying no words, just looking in the camera, like they in the background fighting to the death.
With your phrase, yes.
Oh man. All right. So then
I stand whoever this woman is.
Yes.
Right. Girl, they fighting like my pussy got that coronavirus vaccine in it. Look at them. So then Alden declined to answer police questions and kept exclaiming he was the victim and he was hit in the head with a hard object. While being treated at the hospital, Alden continued to complain of pain in both hands and wrists, which was consistent with pain from repeatedly punching an object. So he was like, I'm the victim, I got hit in the head with a rock. And they're like, he's like, but my hands and my arms hurt so bad. It's like, cause you was punching him back. You was whooping his ass first. Mm.
So wait, were they naked when they were fighting?
Let's go with yes.
Why
not?
I mean, they was going for round two.
They don't say it in the article, but I mean, you know, how did they know he couldn't get it?
I'm trying to trick y'all into telling me a sexy story. Yeah.
You know what?
The part of the article that's crazy to me is when they fell into that vat of oil. They was all greased up. They got all greased up. I was like, what?
I know. Hit me in my chest. You think I'm playing? I'm so horny right now. This is crazy.
That
hit me in my chest.
Hey, baby. They gonna be like, we looked down and an inflatable pool came out of nowhere.
Right. They just start fighting in this oil.
In the kid's pool. We don't know where the kid's pool came from.
It was just dicks everywhere. I can't. Oh my God.
over me. Oh my god, at one point both they dicks got tangled. I was like, oh, not for me, this is crazy.
Thank you guys, y'all are good friends. Thank no you so problem much. I appreciate it.
Nope. What you doing? That's the mystery she's gonna be playing on her Instagram live. Y'all see him, girl.
Girl, I gotta go live with this real quick. Oh, don't worry about this music in the background.
Dick fighting.
Right.
Dick fighting like two.
Like two swords. Yes.
They are back here clashing dicks over your girl. This is crazy.
Oh, you know what, baby? And I know he canceled, but like, same girl. Yes.
Pictured in the above mugshot, the 6'5", 290-pound Alden was arrested on several counts, including assault, battery, and trespass. And I mean 6'5", 290 of all muscle. Okay.
That's what that sound like.
Could have played power forward for the Jazz, okay? Could have played power forward for the Jazz. He was released.
I'm gonna need a minute.
I'll be right back.
Fighting in those clothes that they have at the NFL combine and shit.
Come on, them tight ends to show the butt print and the ball print. Right.
Just dick swinging. Anyway.
And wife beaters. That's what right. I'm imagining.
He was.
All the wife beaters.
This article is going off the rails. He was released from county lockup early yesterday evening on a personal recognizance bond. Alden, who lives in Duncan, was arrested in February for indecent exposure and has been free on $1,500 bond in this misdemeanor case. Well, I guess when you got all that dick, you can't help but show it off, you know? You got to let somebody see.
I ain't mad at you, sir. I'm not mad at you, sir.
He's just doing his best for the people in quarantine, okay? He's just going house to house.
You think they asked her on the interview, they'd be like, girl, how was the dick for them to be fighting like this?
My man Alden doing a public service.
Come on.
Show up in your driveway in the rain with the dick hanging out.
Really? Body rolling.
Right.
Somebody call for some quarantine dick. Hey. Yes, the gray sweatpants with no drawers on.
I heard somebody want a COVID 19 inches up in here, okay?
Yes!
You call your man Alden. Oh man.
Oh my god.
Okay, guys.
Somebody came to satisfy.
It's time to get serious.
Oh my god, you guys, I'm so glad you guys had me on the show today. This is the most I've laughed in ages. I'm glad you came along.
Yes.
You know, we'd be so booked and busy, man. Like,
right.
Normally it's like, you know, like we hope we got Janelle in it, but you stay booked and busy. So it's like,
yeah, I mean, this has been the least busy I've ever been. Right. You know, so this is great. Yeah.
All right, guys. I only have pictures of the one dude. Alden.
I almost don't want to see the picture. It's gonna ruin what's in my head, because what's in my head, man.
Right.
Woo!
I do feel like that. It is. There's no way this picture can live up to what you imagine.
No way.
But I guess for the sake of the game, guess the race of Alden. What is his first name? His name is something. Brian Alden, 40 years old.
Brian Alden. You know what?
This is the 6'4", motherfucker.
6'5", 290.
I'm going white.
Okay, Kara's going white. Janelle?
Oh, man. I'm going to go black because dreams are...
Yeah, I was thinking, I wish he was chocolate, but I think he white.
All right, let's check the chat room.
I mean, not unless he white chocolate. That's black chocolate, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, man. You guys. all right, so let's check the chat room and see what their guesses are. Oh shit, I gotta scroll up. There's a lot of them.
Oh, they quick then.
Give me 1 second, you know my computer. some of these guests, all right. I say black. None of them wash their legs. Hold on. Oh wait, there's even more. Hold on.
Scroll up a little bit. Yes.
Black in my mind. All right. What in the cracker cuckolding is this white whizless white? Creating opportunities for dick dash white. My country, white boy porn. Thanks, Rod. White nonsense. Brian is white, in real life, but black in my mind. I say black. None of them wash their legs. Three's Company not being able to perform is a crowd, pussy demic white. Trey says, hold on now. Scrolling slow again. Okay, Trey says he's a Peter North white. She said, what about your BBC friend all done? he's white. I thought Eiffel Tower white, but they run a train black. Black people do call it running the train. I don't know. White people have the creative names and shit. We be like, yeah, we ran a train. he tried to have a threesome while wearing Timberlands.
Oh no.
Thicker as a snicker and just as brown, black, South Carolina, and taking too many chances, white. Double penetration privilege being white. White bucks fighting in the wild. Alden washed out of college, football and struggling to make ends meet, black. Brian Pumper Jules black.
Oh, no.
This is why that girl Janelle was talking to had to get her nails done.
For the threesome. That's all she had to say. I'd be like, get it, bitch. No,
girl, all the coming over tonight. We'll say no more. Damn. I risk it. I have to risk it all. Oh man, that's terrible. let's see. Father Protect.
Look, you said 6'5"? You gonna get it?
Oh, Alden, the rugby champ of his prep school. Father Protect his dick legacy, black. Windmill and 6'5", black. Justin Slayer. All right. Whew, that's all the guesses. A lot of y'all, very divided, honestly. A lot of people went black on this. A lot of people went black on this. A lot of people went white on this. The correct, and I think Karen went white, Janelle went black. The answer is white. Which means if you said black, you got it wrong, guys. Sorry. Oh, well, I gotta put this picture up, everybody.
I need to see this motherfucker. I need to see him.
all right, let me get on the screen so you guys can see what Alden was working with, guys. He looked kind of rough too, because he just got beat up.
Oh, no.
Got in that fight. Whew, man.
I know. Now I'm scared.
That's him right there, guys. Shirt like got blood on it too.
Oh no, nothing like my dreams. I just keep my vision in my own mind.
So I queued this up for y'all since we was sorry. You know, cause like, you know, keep your fancy going.
Been more disappointed in my life.
Now that's what I was thinking. When you die now, that's my vision.
I figured, you know, okay, what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'll try to fix it on the back end.
Right, now. That was standing outside now.
And Ralph Angel was out there.
You know, I don't know. The coronavirus that might have to touch me.
The promotion you just put me on just now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everybody. All right, last thing.
Comment, and then you threw that picture up, and then I immediately stopped feeling horny, and then you threw up another one. I'm just like, this is too much,
you know. That's what we do here, guys. Stimulate the mind. Theater of the mind, okay? all right, last thing, we gotta talk about sword ratchetness, guys.
I still can't believe y'all find all these sword stories.
I could do a whole episode on number swords.
Number swords.
Can't keep up.
Hilarious.
I wish these motherfuckers would stop killing people and shit. I'd be like, oh, no new news. Oh, okay. A sword-wielding man was fatally shot by the police. He's ID'd as a 37-year-old city resident. Anthony Pacheco was walking toward the officer and refused orders to drop his sword. And he apparently had purchased the sword within the last month or so.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't keep records like you do with guns. Mm-hmm. Like, with a gun, I can tell you the exact date because you have to register it.
Yeah, you could buy it at a Comic-Con. We went to a Comic-Con here in Charlotte. They had, like, real swords at the Comic-Con.
Yeah, you can go to one of these comic book stores and buy a fucking sword. That's okay. Yeah, that's what we need in America. Coronavirus and motherfuckers with swords. Now, there was two people fighting in the rain, shirtless with swords over some pussy. That's different. Okay, yes. We might.
Because I envision an anime. So
that might would have been entertaining. But this? Mm-mm, no one asked for this. He had argued with his 41-year-old brother and attacked him with a sword while at San Antonio and Monterey Avenues. Alfred said, adding that the brother was cut below his right ear. He didn't know what the argument was about. The brother called 911. An officer saw the suspect running, got out of his car, detained him at gunpoint. He initially complied. Said Alfred, the suspect then pulled the sword from his waistband and pointed it at the officer. The officer tried to back away and ordered the suspect to drop the sword, he added. The suspect advanced towards the officer who fired four rounds. He doesn't know yet how many rounds hit him, but he was pronounced dead at the scene.
Damn.
I don't know how.
Damn.
Like, what makes you think you can stop bullets with a sword, man? It's.
He thought he was the anime character.
It's paper, rock, scissors. You know what I'm saying? Like, gun beat sword every time. There's no, and then that's when I block three of them bullets.
I mean, bro, have you ever heard of a sane sword nigga?
Right.
Like, them niggas crazy. I'm
true. I was
ain't nobody in the swords insane.
Motherfucker was like, I thought I could flash step on him. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
So he's then like, he was running toward the bullets like, you know how they
saying some anime shit.
Yeah,
slash of rage. Like, nigga, what are you doing? You about to get killed.
He called the sword a name.
Right. This my Zanpakuto. Pow pow pow.
No,
that nigga was crazy.
He shot in the goddamn chest. Like, right. Movies in the '80s, the whole joke used to be that the fighter would warm up with all his kung fu shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get shot in the fucking head. Like, that's what.
Right. That was him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hilarious.
All right, guys. That's it for this episode.
This has been so much fun.
Janelle, thank you so much for coming on. It's weird being like, I can't be like, so tell everybody where to find you. Cause it's like, nigga.
So
in the house
tomorrow I'm probably gonna be in my bedroom. I think I'm gonna do that. new fingering, you know. I've been wearing the living room out, you know.
Right, yeah.
I think I'm gonna stay in my bedroom all day. Thursday next week I have a basement. I might look
okay.
down there.
Okay, that's what's you up know? All right, a little further.
Switching it up
Thursday next week, so I have something to look forward to, you know what I mean, because I ain't been down there in a minute. Wow. Most mornings you can find me on the porch. And
I'll tell y'all where y'all can find her, man. Watch Black Monday.
Yes.
On Showtime.
I'm sorry. The mm-hmm. episode of Black Monday that I wrote comes on next weekend. So okay. I'm gonna try to do a watch party or whatever. So if you follow me, I'm gonna have that information go up. Ooh. So maybe we could all watch it together.
There you go.
Watch Black Monday. I also restarted my every 2 year podcast, Get Lit Talk Shit. Where it's, I've restarted it, and it's basically, I just call my friends and I try to make them laugh. So that's, you know, just talking about all the shit that's going on. So if you like to hear me rant, like I've been ranting on, Karen and Ron's show today, that would be, it's just me ranting and crying about having no dick. So if you into that, check that out. Get Lit.
Didn't you do a detective show, Dick Detectives?
That's on YouTube and stuff.
If you want to just look my stuff up, that'd be cool. Also, if you've never listened to my album, or if it's been a while that you haven't listened to my album, that's basically how I'm making money right now, with streams on my album. That's my only income at the moment. Yeah. So, Black and Mild, it's on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, da, da, da. It's still funny. Even when I know it's me and I laugh. So I'm like, so yeah, check it out. If you
It's so funny, man. You stuck in the house right now. You stuck in the house right now, like, put on a comedy album, because I know motherfuckers sad. Mm-hmm. Stop listening to that depressing ass music for a second. Right. Throw on something that's going to make you laugh, and Black and Mild guaranteed to make your ass laugh.
It's the most proud of any, of all the stuff I've done so far, it's the most proud I am. Like, I think, and I love
the cover art.
And I still think about, I still think about the, public proposal joke all the time. Like, that shit is so true.
When I listen to it now, I hear myself talking about Trump when he first got elected. Yep. So just to hear that now, where we are now, is
right,
mind blowing.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, all right, man. Yeah. Make sure y'all check her out, man. Like I said, I'll put all those stuff in the show notes for you know, Twitter and whatnot. And thank you so much for coming on, Janelle. We always have a great time with you.
We do.
And you're welcome thank back you. Anytime.
Hi, Karen. See you. Good to see you guys.
You too. All right, y'all. Until next time. I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.